Today is Wednesday, January 23rd, 2013. I know I said I was going to try to podcast once a week in the new year, but that just isn't working out because I didn't podcast last week at all. And I decided, well, I better get back to this because I would like to keep recording what's going on in my life. So over the weekend, we went to several wineries and had a good time. But the big thing that happened this weekend was the inauguration of President Obama for his second term, because he was elected to a second term. And one interesting fact that I thought was pretty cool was that Barack Obama has now tied Franklin Delano Roosevelt for the most amount of times a president has taken the oath of office. Because if you remember back in 2009, the Supreme Court Justice John Roberts messed up the oath at the first time that he took the oath of office, so they had to do a second one. So that's two. And then because this time the inauguration day was on a Sunday, President Obama had to take the oath on Sunday in a private ceremony, and then again on Monday at the public ceremony. So he has now taken the oath of office four times. And that is the most times tied with Franklin Delano Roosevelt for four times taking the oath, because he was elected four times and Obama had to take it four times. So that's one interesting little factoid that now is going to be in history for this president, as well as being the first African-American president and the first African-American president to be elected to a second term. So anyway, the inauguration was really good. At one point, we had thought about going down to the inauguration back in October or November, whenever we were talking a lot about the election, and we were thinking that we would go down for the inauguration and like get a hotel and get in a place that you could stand on the roof and watch it. But then that kind of faded away, and we're like, no, it's going to be too cold. So we stayed home and watched it, and watched almost every single minute of it, starting at like 8 o'clock in the morning and letting it go all the way until like the evening news, I guess, around 5:30, 6, somewhere in that time frame. And we watched pretty much all of the coverage, or at least had it on the TV the whole time. And I thought it went really well. Everything started out on time. And the president's speech, of course, was absolutely moving. Even though it was a short speech. It was only 19 minutes long. But, you know, he did a good job this time of including lots of different groups of people that he would like to see have equality in his second term. And one of the lines that I loved the most was, it was in the middle of his speech that he was going on about, our journey is not complete. And that's pretty much the theme of his speech was, our journey is not complete. And he went on to say, our journey is not complete until our gay brothers and sisters are treated like anyone else under the law. For if we are truly created equal, then surely the love we commit to one another must be equal as well. And I thought that was the greatest line in his speech, as well as mentioning many other things, but I thought that was the greatest line, meaning that he does believe that everyone is created equal. And I know I've said this for a very long time, that our Constitution pretty much lays it out that all men are created equal, and there's no reason pretty much why we should be discriminated against. So hearing it, the President of the United States affirm this made my day, and it, you know, made me feel really good. So we'll see how that plays out in the second term. And then we continue to watch after the speech when all the singing was going on. And I know everyone has been raving since Monday about Kelly Clarkson and Beyonce singing, doing such a great job of singing. And then we come to find out that Beyonce was probably lip syncing. At the time that the singing was going on, I was thinking that Kelly Clarkson was not doing all that great a job and that Beyonce was doing an amazing job. And then I come to find out that she was probably most likely lip syncing. I don't think the truth has really come out about that yet, but she was probably most likely lip syncing. Either way, I thought she did an amazing job, even if she recorded the day before in a heated, you know, studio or whatever. I thought she did an amazing job. Kelly Clarkson, not so much. But anyway, I love them both. And the whole inauguration thing was, you know, very historic and all of that, and had a really good time watching it and, you know, thinking about things historically. And then they had that luncheon where I loved how Michelle Obama had that semi kind of eye roll at John Boehner when he was talking to Barack. Interesting. But that's where things got behind in time. They spent way too much time at that luncheon, and the parade was supposed to start, I thought, at 2:30 or 3:30. I can't remember exactly which time, but it didn't start until 4:30, and then it didn't really get over until like 6:30 or 7. So I know they were rushing around trying to get ready for the inaugural ball, or the inaugural balls, because there was more than one. And then, you know, that part really wasn't televised until the next day, when you saw things that they had done during the inauguration balls, dancing and Michelle's hair and her dress and, you know, all of that. So I'm not huge into the fashion part, but I do think that she looked great in that coat that she had, she was wearing. And then the dress that she chose for the inauguration balls was the same designer, and it was kind of semi close to the same kind of style as the dress she wore in 2009, but this one was more of like a V around the neck kind of thing. I'm sure you've seen it. And I really wasn't blown away with the first dress, and I really wasn't blown away with this dress, but I really liked what she did with her hair. I think her bangs look great, and for the nighttime, she did this thing where she kind of flipped the bottom part of her hair out, and I kind of like that. So anyway, so the whole day Monday, it was inauguration day. We had a Virginia Sparkling Brut from Thibaut Janssen, and we did several toasts during the day and enjoyed that. And then that was pretty much it. We just enjoyed the inauguration on Monday. And I'm just hoping this next 4 years, things go really well. My big hope, which I know is a far stretch, it's a far-reaching idea or hope, that in 2014, the House of Representatives turns to the Democrats, and Barack Obama has full control of the Congress, and he can start pushing his agenda with ease. That's what I'm hoping for. I don't know if it's actually going to happen. It probably won't happen, but that would be nice. Okay, moving on to other things. So during the holidays, mid-December to, you know, I guess it was this week or the week before. No, I think it was this week. The TV shows have been on hiatus because of the holidays and all these different specials going on and stuff. But this week, actually, I think it was last week, the TV shows got back to their schedule, and my DVR has just been filled to the brim. Filled to the rim, excuse me, with shows to watch. And I am just now catching up. I mean, every day I've got to watch, you know, a couple hours of TV just to keep the DVR empty enough for the next day's recordings. So I have been very busy watching a lot of things on TV just to catch up. I mean, you know, my regular shows, all the Real Housewives stuff, all of the sitcoms I like on ABC and NBC, and just so much stuff. Like right now, The Middle is on, and I'm not watching it because I'm recording, but my DVR is definitely recording it. So it records all those Wednesday night shows, The Middle, Modern Family, The Neighbors, and Suburgatory. And that was after last night, where I had there goes an email ding. Last night I was watching, or I had to, it was recording while I was doing other things, Raising Hope, Ben and Kate, The New Girl, and The Mindy Project. And I just finished watching all four of those shows since the evening news was over. And luckily, with the DVR, you can watch those in about 22 minutes, roughly, 20, 22 minutes. So I can get through a lot of shows in an hour. So I'm working on getting my DVR emptied again, but it's going to take a while. Like, I have two episodes of Grey's Anatomy yet to watch, and these hour-long shows take up a lot of space, and while I would like to get a new DVR with more storage space, I don't want to upgrade my cable because I can't afford it. I just don't get paid enough, period. So, yeah. Now, upcoming this weekend, it is my partner's birthday on Saturday, and we have lots of plans. I'm going to take him to two wineries for some special events, and then, of course, home for dinner and cake and presents. And then on Sunday, I'm not quite sure what we're going to do. But you know, during all this time, this cold weather has kind of sunk in here, and it makes for a possible dent in the plans if the snow comes, because they're predicting, well, first of all, tonight they're predicting up to 1 inch of snow, which is not all that bad, but it will mess up like traffic in the morning. And then on Friday, there's a possibility of 1 to 3 inches of snow during the day, I believe. So that could throw a wrench into weekend plans, and I hope it doesn't. I hope the snow... Plus, I really don't want to miss any more days of work because of snows or natural disasters or hurricanes and so forth. So I'm hoping that does not mess up the weekend. But over the last weekend, it was nice and sunny, and I wouldn't say it was warm, but it was warmer. For example, today, this morning, I took a picture of the temperature in my car, and you'll see it on the website. It was 14 degrees when I got in my car this morning. But last weekend, it had to have gotten in the low 50s, maybe high 40s, low 50s, and it was pretty nice. And we were out in the country at wineries, so I got to see, I got to photograph, four more birds, four or five more birds. I'm up to 14 now. Over the weekend, I was able to photograph a Canada goose at a winery on a pond. The Canadian geese were landing in the pond, I guess. And I took a picture of a couple of them. And then the next day, I saw an American crow. And granted, a lot of these are very common, but I had not yet photographed them in 2013. So it's all about getting these birds on film. They don't do film. On digital card, I guess, whatever, to be able to photograph them. So I got the Canada goose, the American crow, the mourning dove, which there are hundreds of them. And then in the afternoon on Saturday, or was it Sunday? I think it was Sunday. It was Monday between things in the inauguration, things going on the thing. We took a walk in the afternoon before the sun went down, and I saw a tufted titmouse and a black-capped chickadee. At first, I thought the black-capped chickadee was a Carolina chickadee, but then a friend of mine on Facebook clarified that no, that was actually, in fact, a black-capped chickadee. And I had never seen a black-capped chickadee. I'm going to mess up that name before. So I was very, very excited to get a picture of that. And in that walk, I discovered around the property around where I live a good place to go and see some birds. So the next sunny, warm day, I'm going to go over there again and see if I can get some more birds. Because there were lots of birds flying around. It was just hard to take pictures of them because there was lots of branches and sticks and stuff that they were kind of hiding in, and it was hard to get really good pictures of them. But if you go over to my website, I've got pictures of all of those birds, and now I'm up to 14 birds in the month of January so far. And I think that's pretty good because considering in 2012, the entire year of 2012, I only recorded seeing 33 different birds. So I'm already up to 14. So I think the time that I use to go look for birds and my eye, what I'm looking for when I go to look for birds, has grown enough that I can quickly see where a bird has flown to and try to photograph them. So anyway, go over to the website and check out the pictures. They're going to be below this podcast post. And on the podcast post, you can see the cold temperature. So here we go. It's almost 14. It's about 14 minutes again. I've talked much more than I thought I was going to talk. Anyway, so that's all I have for today. Again, I will try to do at least one podcast a week. We will see. We will see how that works out. So everything's going well. I hope everyone is doing well, and I hope the cold temperatures are not dampening your weekend, and I hope they don't dampen mine. So until next time, bye.